Let's get a Bible somewhere. And hopefully there are some people out there that don't have... if you got something that's not the King James, I'd love you to open that Bible. And those of you that got the tablets and things, that have tablets, I want you to open your tablets. Here, take this. You learn how to operate this. You're a boy learner, right? I'm going to teach you how to operate that. Because I'm going to be... I want you to read from other versions other than King James. Over there where it says library, and then you see Bibles, they should give you a list of Bibles. And you punch on it, and it'll call that Bible up. Right?
English Standard Version.
There was about four of them there, right? I don't. When I tell you to choose one, that's when you... All right? And then you go to. You see go-to up there at the top? That'll take you to the chapter and the verses in the particular Bible. Got it? I need a quick study. All right, someone have Jeremiah, 3rd chapter, verse 15. What does it say?
And I will give you pastors.
I will give you pastors.
According to mine heart.
According to my heart, and they shall do what?
Which shall feed you with knowledge.
Shall feed you with knowledge
and understanding.
That's my endeavor. That's what I always try to do.
Yes.
You know, I may not, you may not leave here with a shout.
Amen.
But hopefully you'll leave with some knowledge.
Yes.
And some understanding. Because that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to feed you with knowledge.
Knowledge.
And with understanding. When you get the right knowledge and the right understanding, you'll get a clapping in your hand.
Yeah.
Right. You'll get a stomping in your feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll get a praise down in your heart because of what he has done for you. And as the Bible says, out of your belly.
Out of your belly.
It won't have to come from me to you, but it'll come out of your own belly.
Yeah.
Rivers of life-giving water.
Yes.
You know, I don't have you read these, but several places in the Word it says, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. So, that's preference to what I'm going to talk about, what I want to do. You know what? I want a board. Bring me a board, somebody. A whiteboard. And I need you to write on it. I want to talk about the feast, this last day of the feast. Probably, now brace yourself, buckle your seatbelts. You know, when I teach, I usually teach strange doctrine. Things that you probably never heard before. I'm just saying in a lighthearted way, but, you know, I usually teach things that you never heard before. You know, you heard, Lake Howell was talking about the repeat button.
I like it.
It's time to fast forward. Go on to another level.
Yeah.
I heard Sister Shauna last night say, get in the game.
Get in the game.
It's time to get in the game.
Yeah.
You know, quit sitting in the stands and get in the game.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. It's time to play ball. Yeah, get in the game. So what, you know, and here's what I want you to do up top there on that board. I want you to write Sabbath. Shabbat. S-H-A-B-B-A-T. Shabbat. 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 And buckle your seatbelt. There are only two Shabbats in the Bible. That word Shabbat, we say in English, Sabbath. There are only two Sabbaths in the Bible. S-H-A-B-B-A-T-H. That's the Hebrew, Shabbat. Which we translate in English, Sabbath, S-A-B-A-T-H. another word I want you to write up there, and then you'll be through writing. Shabbaton. 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 S-H-A-B-B-A-T-O-N. That's Shabbat with an O-N on it. Shabbaton. Seventh-day Sabbath. Shabbat. Yom Kippur. Shabbat. All the other celebrations, Shabbat, Shabbaton. There's a difference, and we're going to talk about the difference. Take a few minutes, see if I can share you the difference. Shout the victory over, and we're going to go eat.
Yes, sir.
Buckle your seatbelt. I know. Where are you? There's only two Sabbaths. I know we've called these what we're celebrating, annual Sabbaths, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not quite correct. Okay. Exodus 16, chapter, verse 25. Everybody. How many of you all have something other than the King James Bible? Okay, very good. I see two, and you got three there. I want you to go to your library, go to Bibles, and then pull up the JPS.
JPS.
That's the Jewish Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus 16, verse 25. So you go to 16 and then 25. Got it? Okay, someone, King James, read that for me.
And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord.
Notice this Sabbath is unto the Lord. This is the Sabbath unto the Lord. Sabbath unto the Lord. Someone that has something other than King James.
Eat it today, Moses said, because today is a Sabbath to the Lord. You will not find any of it on the ground.
Which
today.
Translation are you using?
New International Version.
New International. This is the Sabbath to the Lord. Okay. Now, in this next round, I don't want the New International because it's going to translate similar to King James in that one. But, okay. So, now, someone got something else.
Yes,
you
sir.
Have JPS.
I have a Hebrew name.
JPS.
Read.
And Moses said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto the Lord.
Today is the Sabbath. I'm talking about the seventh day Sabbath, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yours.
Hebrew name version says, Moshe said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath
all
to
right.
the Lord. Today you shall find.
Seventh day Sabbath is the Sabbath to the Lord. Okay. Leviticus 19, chapter, verse 3. Leviticus 19 and 3.
Each of you should hear his mother and father. Observe my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God.
Observe whose Sabbath?
My Sabbath.
My Sabbath. Those are his Sabbaths. Okay. Those are his Sabbaths. Observe my Sabbath. Seven-day Sabbath is talking about. Mm-hmm. It's always translated Sabbath. Shabbat in the Hebrew. Always translated Sabbath. Someone that has something other than King James?
All right, Hebrew names version says, you shall fear every man his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Shabbat. I am the Lord your God.
All right. Okay, now let's go to Leviticus 16 and 31. Leviticus 16, chapter 31, verse.
It's the Sabbath of all Sabbaths.
The Sabbath of all Sabbaths.
So humble yourself. This is to thee a perpetual statute.
Okay, someone else.
It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls by statute forever.
You recognize that one, right? Sabbath of rest to you, and ye shall do what?
Afflict your souls.
Everybody know what that is, right?
Yes.
That's the Day of Atonement, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the fast day.
Yes.
Right, so the Day of Atonement is referred to in all of those different translations as what? Sabbath.
Shabbat.
Okay, Leviticus 23rd chapter, verse 32.
It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath.
Okay, so the seventh day Sabbath and Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, are referred to as Sabbath of rest.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh-day Sabbath, the flavor, the spirit of the seventh-day Sabbath is a refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Yahweh, right? He rested and he was
refreshed.
That's like when you hit the computer and you refresh.
Mm-hmm.
You get a, not a new page, but it's a fresh page. You know, it filters all of the strangeness out of there. You know, and you start fresh. Not because you're tired, it's just that. Like crushing up that page,
mm-hmm.
you know. Even if it's moving kind of slow,
mm-hmm.
you hit the fresh button, you know, because now it's in your head.
Amen.
So it moves a little fast. Mm-hmm. Sabbath day has a refresh.
Mm-hmm.
The Atonement carries the theme of what? Affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Affliction. But it's a Sabbath, and you'll read on, and they'll, each one of those say, you shall do no work.
No work.
No work. No work. And if you were looking at Hebrew, all of those would say Shabbat.
Shabbat.
In the Hebrew, they would say Shabbat. Now, let's move a little farther. Leviticus 23rd chapter, verse 24.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Okay, give everybody a chance to get it there in their version. And you tell me which version of the Bible you're reading. V-E-R-S-I-O-N, version.
I have King James version.
You have King James. What does it say?
It says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month shall ye have a Sabbath.
Notice what King James says. You shall have a
Sabbath.
In the Hebrew, this would be translated Shabbat Shabbaton. Well, it would read Shabbat Shabbaton in the Hebrew. You shall have a Shabbat Shabbaton. Now, here's the way we go to all the other translations. Notice what they say. They're going to say something different. All of them except New International Version is going to say about the same as the King James. So, you got APS?
Yes, sir.
It's going to call it what? A solemn feast?
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, and the first day of the month, shall be a solemn rest unto you.
And a solemn rest.
Solemn
see?
Rest.
It's not a Sabbath, but a solemn
rest.
Notice it didn't translate it Sabbath. It translated
rest.
Solemn rest.
Mm-hmm.
So holy day, but it's not a Sabbath, it's a solemn rest.
Solemn rest.
Someone else, another translation.
All right, this is the Hebrew Names Version, verse 24. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial.
A solemn rest. That's good. And someone else got another translation.
Let's see, I have BBE.
BBE's going to be, yeah, go ahead.
Say to the children of Israel, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, let there be a special day of rest for you.
See, this is a special day, but it's a special day of rest. Yes, ma'am. Huh? Leviticus 23rd chapter, verse 24. Leviticus 23 and 24. I'm just trying to show you how the Shabbat Shabbaton differs from Sabbath day. Sabbath. Although we call them Sabbath because we grew up and were weaned on King James.
Mm-hmm.
And King James translates it as Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
These celebrations are holy days. Mm-hmm. Don't think they're not holy days. They're holy days, but they're not Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
But the world is trying to take us away from the fact that they are a holy day.
Yeah,
these translations are coming up like they are.
I don't know about that, but we're not going away from them being holy. They are holy days. That's what they're called, holy days. They're not called Sabbath. There's a difference between the holy days and the Sabbath.
So, what is S-H-A-B-B-A-T-H-I-M-M?
S-H-A-B-B-I-S-H-T...
S-A-B-B-A-T-H-I-M-M.
That's another way of saying
Sabbath.
But that's the one that they usually use when they're talking about the sabbatical year. You know, the sabbatical year. You know, the seventh. In Hebrew, they usually use that when they're talking about the sabbatical year. But when you talk about the seventh-day Sabbath, or Yom Kippur, you only see Shabbat. When you talk about the festivals, you will see Shabbat, Shabbaton. Not only that, the other holy days, blowing of the trumpets, and...
Oh, so that's the 24th, the blowing of the memorial of the blowing of the trumpets.
Right.
So that would be like Rosh Hashanah.
That's Rosh Hashanah. It's a holy day, but it's not a Sabbath. And the difference between the holy days and the Sabbath, Sabbath and Yom Kippur, no work. All of the other holy days, no laborious work. No work of labor. No, and King James will say no survival work. No work of labor. So it's a special day, as the one translation said. It's a special day. It's a holy day, but it's not a Sabbath. I told you you were going to be, but my job is to feed you, to get you forward, you know. And so a lot of times, Exodus 12 chapter, verse 16. Exodus 12 chapter, verse 16. So because we get those all squished together, if you dig deeper into these holy days, into the holy days, these are festive occasions. Remember I said, Sabbath day is a day of refreshing. Mm-hmm. Yom Kippur is a Sabbath of affliction. The holy days are festive occasions. Times of rejoicing and festivity, more of a party atmosphere. And so since we look at it as strict as the seventh-day Sabbath, we tend not to want to celebrate in a festive way because we're afraid that we're breaking the Sabbath. But these occasions were set aside for us to be festive, and, you know, that's where the scripture in Nehemiah comes from, wherein it says, for the joy of the Lord
is your strength.
These are joyous occasions. These are occasions of, they're happy, you know, shake the tambourines and, it's a time of, Exodus, where were we?
You said Exodus 12 and 16.
Okay.
And in the first day, there shall be to you a holy convocation, and in the seventh day a holy convocation. No manner of work shall be done in you, save that which every man must eat.
Okay, so you can do work surrounding the stuff that you got to eat. You can prepare your food, in other words, for the celebration. Mm-hmm. Now you can't just, it's not just for anything, but for the celebration, you can prepare your food. Mm-hmm. You know, it says must be, you know, like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know. Now, all of the stuff in between, I don't know whether it's the musky, you well, I don't know if that falls into the must eat, but, you know.
Right.
You know, they say you need your morning meal, your noon meal, and your evening meal, but...
The other stuff.
You know, well, I think I better make me some whatever in between, because I'm, you know, I don't think it's really, you know, it's stuff for the celebration.
Right.
Part of the occasion.
Occasion.
You know. But I think I better pop me some popcorn. I don't think that's... You know, you even had the meal and it's time for popcorn now. No, it wasn't talking about that. It was talking about those things, meals that are tied to the celebration, things that you must eat. Mm-hmm. That's the difference in those. See, on the regular Seventh-day Sabbath, you can't cook a thing.
You don't know.
You can't prepare. You shouldn't prepare a thing. He said, I give you enough for 2 days. And he said, prepare. You know, right? And he said, I'm not going to even rain down manna. But guess what? For Passover, he kept raining down manna. Because the manna didn't cease until the day after. Mm-hmm. After Passover, right? I'm right.
Y'all yes, know what right. Amen. Right about
it. Isn't that what it said?
That's what it said.
Talking about when they went into the Canaan, that there was 16.
Right. When he went into Canaan. Right, on the morrow after the Passover. It didn't cease on Passover. Why? Because Passover was not a Sabbath. It was a holy day, but it was not a Sabbath. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not a holy day. Mm-hmm. And the first and the last day are holy convocations for Hag Mozah, which is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. First and last day of Holy Day. So we're in a holy day right now. Mm-hmm. A special day.
Yes.
But don't confuse it with the
Sabbath.
I don't like to talk about the Jews too much. We get confused. But the Jews never call them Sabbaths. Mm-hmm. They're always holy days. Mm-hmm. They're never referred in the Tanakh, which is the Old Testament, we call it. Mm-hmm. They're never referred to as Sabbaths. Mm-hmm. Elder Timothy reads, when he opens up service on Sabbath, he always reads the chapter that says, these are my Sabbaths.
Mm-hmm.
When we hear that, we equate that to the feast days because he said Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
But he's only talking about the 52 7-day Sabbaths.
Right.
He's not talking about
right.
The feast days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes you hear him call the feast day called High Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Right? You hear him call High Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
That's a concoction, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or you hear him call High Holy Days.
Mm-hmm.
Those are extra biblical concoctions. Those are not terms that you will find and the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So these are festive occasions. These are festive celebrations. So you can cook stuff for the feast.
Mm-hmm.
By extension, notice I said by extension, if you can cook stuff for the feast, you can buy stuff for the feast.
Mm-hmm.
For the feast. You can't run out and buy a bag of potato chips because I need a snack right now. Mm-hmm. Can't run out and buy some gumdrops. You know.
Well,
we can buy. You can't go out and buy a necktie. Go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But by extension, things for the feast. For the only for the celebration now.
Celebration.
Not just your stuff. Mm-hmm. This is for the holy celebration. That's why it allows you to cook on these holy days.
Yeah.
So that you can celebrate. Anyway, that's my lesson for the day. On that, I want you to dig into that and see if these things be so.
Amen.
That's what you have to do. Always check and see if these things be so. So these are holy days, but they're not Sabbath. Anybody got a question for the pastor? Questions? Come on, man, don't hold back. I threw you a curve, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I want to sit in the hot seat. Somebody asked me the hard question.